Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jan Huch from PPF. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome you to the conference call, where we are going to present and discuss the company's results for the year 2019. We will take you through the presentation that is available for download on the website of PPF Telecom Group, www.ppftelecom.eu, in the investor section under the financial reports header. First of all, let me introduce today's speakers who will give the presentation and who will be available to answer your questions after the presentation. I'm pleased to introduce Mr. Ladislav Bartoníček, the CEO of PPF Telecom Group and one of the three shareholders of the PPF Group.
Hi, everybody.
Mr. Marek Sláček, the Chief Commercial Officer.
Good morning, everyone.
Mr. Jan Tomaník, the Investment Manager of PPF Group, responsible for TMT sector.
Good morning.
Mr. Lukáš Kubeca, the Financial Manager of PPF Telecom Group.
Good morning.
We will structure today's presentation in three blocks. First, for those of you on this call who are not familiar with our story yet, we will briefly introduce PPF Group and PPF Telecom Group. Second, we will provide an update on our operating and financial performance for the full year. Last, there will be a Q&A session to answer your questions. Now let me hand over to Mr. Ladislav Bartoníček, the shareholder of PPF Group and CEO of PPF Telecom Group, to open the presentation.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. First of all, I would like to mention that today's results are the first one that we present under PPF Telecom Group name. We made a change last week to align the name of the telecommunication group with its core business, and also to emphasize its organizational model with a common source of control, governance, and financial management. Since last year, we've got crossover rating from Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and Fitch agencies. And when we launched our Eurobond program, we've made two bonds issuance worth together more than 1 billion euros. We used all these proceeds for partial repayment of our bank loans. We are committed to maintain a responsible relationship with the investor community and to keep you informed on operational and financial performance of PPF Telecom Group, the new name. So if we go to slide number four, here we outline a couple elements. I would like to stress that 2019 was for us a successful year. We've been delivering on our strategy and ambitions that we had presented last March. We didn't encounter no major challenges nor any headwinds in our markets. First, on our markets, they remained quite stable from both competition as well as regulation point of view. More advanced countries in our footprint, especially Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Hungary, are preparing for 5G spectrum auctions, in which we indeed intend to participate. Second, we successfully integrated Telenor CEE business into PPF Telecom Group. The new corporate governance model is implemented and up and running. We work across the group to identify and share best practices, and we took a lead in selected key strategic projects, which are worth standardizing and running across the group to benefit from economies of scale and increased bargaining power vis-à-vis our suppliers and partners. Third, our underlying domestic market revenues, excluding international transit, increased by 1.5% year-on-year, since we have focused on monetizing growing data consumption and lifting up ARPU of mobile subscribers where it was possible. Thanks to supportive top-line momentum, stringent cost control, and no major negative regulatory impacts, as well as the positive impact of newly adopted IFRS 16 standard, our consolidated reported EBITDA for first half of 2019 went up by 14% compared to a year ago. Let me now, after this brief summary of our 2019 performance, let me now give you a quick introduction to PPF Group, which is the sole shareholder of PPF Telecom Group. Please let me follow to slide number 6. So PPF Group is the largest international investment group in Central and Eastern Europe. We reside in Netherlands and are having operational headquarters in Prague, Czech Republic. We operate in 23 countries, mainly across Europe and Asia. PPF Group has almost 30 years of successful track record. Assets of PPF exceed 47 billion euros as of the end of the first half of 2019. Shareholders' equity grew up to 8.3 billion euros. One of the key strengths of PPF Group is its straightforward private ownership structure that allows for efficient and pragmatic decision making. 99% in PPF Group is controlled by its founder, Mr. Peter Kellner. Key components of PPF portfolio, including telecommunications, are typically buy and hold investments, which we develop over extended period of time. PPF manages portfolio of investments which is well diversified both geographically as well as from the industry perspective. We have three fundamental pillars, which are consumer finance, telecommunication, and real estate. Other sectors which we develop include machinery, biotech, e-commerce, insurance, entertainment, and agriculture. Now my colleagues will guide you through the rest of the presentation. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you. I will start by reiterating track record of PPF Group in the telecommunications on slide 7. Timeline of PPF Group's involvement in the sector demonstrates our long-term commitment to telecommunications and the milestones that we have achieved in it to date. We entered the sector 7 years ago by agreeing to take over O2 Czech Republic and Slovakia from Spanish Telefonica Group. We found this acquisition opportunity more interesting than establishing fourth mobile operator in Czech Republic that we had focused on even before the year 2013. Since then, we have restructured Czech business by separating network infrastructure assets, both mobile and fixed, into newly established company Cetin. Alongside the organic growth of Czech and Slovak businesses, we grew also externally by acquisition of Telenor Central and Eastern European assets from Norwegian Telenor Group in middle of 2018. We have initially financed our acquisitions by bank loans. Later in 2016 and 2018, investment grade rating was assigned to Cetin and crossover rating to PPF Telecom Group, which facilitated gradual refinancing of bank loans by bond issuances. On slide 8, let me summarize key credit characteristics of the PPF Telecom Group. First of all, PPF Telecom Group possesses strong portfolio of premium telecommunications assets.
Our telco businesses are typically in market-leading positions and operate under strong commercial brands. Secondly, we do our business in the telco market, which returns to moderate but sustainable underlying growth. We do not see any probable triggers for the competition to intensify. We therefore believe that there is room for further market growth in line with inflation or ideally even in line with nominal GDP growth. Third, our earnings are well diversified, which increases the predictability of our earnings and cash flows. PPF Telecom Group credit strengths are reflected in crossover rating from three rating agencies that we got a year ago and have maintained since then. BB plus from Standard & Poor's, Ba1 from Moody's, and BBB minus from Fitch. We placed inaugural issue of Eurobonds worth 550 million euros with 7 years term in March last year. 6 years to maturity remain for this issue. And we followed a 5-year issue in November, initially worth €500 million, and we subsequently tapped additional €100 million in January 2020 from this issue. Our bonds are listed on the Euronext Stock Exchange in Dublin. As you can see on the small map shown on slide 9, we are present in 6 countries. Our footprint principally stretches from the Czech Republic in northwest CEE to Bulgaria in southeast CEE. Through the acquisition of O2 in 2013, we have been present in Czech Republic and Slovakia. Through Telenor CEE acquisition agreed in March 2018 and completed in July 2018, we are now active also in Hungary, Bulgaria, Serbia and Montenegro. All our individual business units are profitable in terms of positive EBITDA and generate significant positive free cash flow. Competition on our telco markets is muted to manageable. Mobile markets are distributed among 3 main players and market shares have principally stabilized. None of our relevant existing competitors is unreasonably aggressively competitive. Nor we are challenged by any new entrants or 4 mobile operators, which would be material threat to market stability. Back to the point of diversification of our group. Slide 10 is plotting contribution of individual countries of our presence to our consolidated mobile subscriber base and earnings. Please note that almost 60% of our revenues and EBITDA is generated in Czech Republic and Slovakia, 2 countries with the highest credit quality in Central and Eastern Europe. The group is balanced also in terms in business segments, where approximately 40% of our earnings are delivered by retail mobile operations of Telenor CEE, 35% is generated by O2 Group's predominantly fixed and mobile convergent business, and 25% is contributed by CETIN's wholesale telecommunications infrastructure business. Additional details on country-by-country performance can be found in the appendix on slide 21. Slide 11 illustrates PPF Telecom Group corporate structure as of today. It consists of 3 distinguishable pillars. First is O2 Group. O2 remains listed on Prague Stock Exchange with approximately 16% free float. PPF Telecom Group holds 68% economic stake in O2. Alongside retail fully convergent fixed mobile operations in Czech Republic, O2 Group includes also its subsidiary in Slovakia, which has been successful third entrant and challenger in Slovak mobile segment. Second is CETIN, which is telco infrastructure assets, demerged from O2 in one of the first voluntary structural separations of former incumbent business. CETIN operates nationwide fixed network and shared mobile network for O2 and T-Mobile. Third is Telenor CE portfolio, which is leading mobile operators in 4 countries, where Telecom Group holds 100%. We now proceed to the second part of our presentation, update on operating and financial performance for the calendar year 2019, starting on slide 30. Our audited financial results were prepared in accordance with IFRS, including new IFRS 16 standard, which has been applied since the 1st of January. IFRS 16 affected our reported EBITDA, reported free cash flow, and our balance sheet by capitalization of operating leases. In terms of mobile customers, our subscriber base increased from 16.9 million to 17.2 million subscribers. Share of contract postpaid subscribers increased by 2 percentage points year over year, positively contributing to blended ARPU and supporting growth in mobile service revenues. It fueled PPF Telecom Group's top line growth of 1.5% year over year, excluding low margin international transit revenues of CETIM. Let me also emphasize that all our individual segments contributed positively to group performance, with growth in revenues before intragroup eliminations ranging between 1.9% and 3.5% year over year. EBITDA increased by 14% year over year. Almost 100 million euros out of this year-over-year increment is, however, attributable to IFRS 16 adoption. Nevertheless, like-for-like pro forma EBITDA growth would still be more than 6% year-over-year, which we consider very satisfactory. Likewise, on EBITDA line, all our business units positively contributed to this growth. Capital expenditures slightly contracted compared to previous year, despite some investments into spectrum renewal in first quarter of 2019 in Hungary. Capital expenditures of O2 Czech Republic decreased after it had successfully commissioned and paid for complete overhaul of its IT systems in second half of 2018. Telenor CE countries still benefit from well-invested 4G networks with countrywide coverage and sufficient capacity for nowadays used by our mobile subscribers. We generated 827 million of euros of consolidated free cash flow last year. Excluding IFRS 16 positive impact, the remaining 128 million euros year-over-year increment in our free cash flow is also partly attributable to improved working capital management, specifically in the area of handset installment receivables. Let's now look on operational performance per service line in bigger granularity. My slide 14 summarizes PPF Telecom Group's performance on fixed wholesale and retail markets in Czech Republic, which are key drivers for both CETIN as well as for old Czech Republic. While we saw first signs of recovery in active fixed broadband lines of CETIN in second half of 2018, positive net additions to its active lines in each individual quarter of 2019 confirmed that it is a sustainable trend. After several years of decline extending until 2017 and broadly stable base in 2018, in 2019, CETIN recorded net additions of 32,000 active broadband lines, growing its base by 3.6% year-over-year. We fully attribute this success to multi-year investment program into upgrading CETIN's fixed network from XDSL to fiber to the cabinet, also called as FTTC. Thanks to these targeted investments, CETIN managed to significantly accelerate its fixed broadband service, as demonstrated by the increase in penetration of lines faster than 20 megabits per second by more than 50 percentage points compared to 2015. These broadband speeds are now available at 82% of CETIN's lines, and CETIN actually even managed to beat its network modernization target for 2019 by 3 percentage points. Going forward, Cetin will gradually redirect its investments from FETC technology to fiber to the home. Turnaround actually occurred also in retail subscribers to O2's fixed broadband services. O2 serves 835,000 subscribers through XDSL, wireless to the home, fixed home LTE connectivity as of the end of 2019, which is up 3.3% compared to the same period a year ago. The fastest growing fixed service line of O2 remain its IPTV, which is either bundled with O2's fixed broadband or accessible to anyone as over-the-top service. O2's unique proposition of advanced TV functionalities and exclusive sport content attracted 443,000 unique subscribers as of the end of 2019. O2, in fact, managed to add more than 100,000 subscribers in course of 2019. This success has been recently also supported by capturing viewers disrupted by pending migration of the terrestrial TV broadcasting to DVB-T2 standard. On slide 15, please note that competitive landscape remain broadly unchanged and we keep on facing the same market players in our countries of presence. Vivacom in Bulgaria is subject to ownership transition, which we however do not expect to anyhow materially disbalance the Bulgarian market. Vodafone consolidated with UPC operations acquired earlier from Liberty Global in Czech Republic in Hungary. Since UPC fixed networks cover only approximately one-third of households in both countries, we do not perceive it as a tangible threat either. Actually, we even see some silver lining in that market concentration, because Cetin should be able to benefit from Vodafone contracting its wholesale fixed broadband service to provide service to remaining two-thirds of the households actually not covered by UPC network. Now let me transition to the overview of the development on mobile markets in our countries of presence, starting from the slide 16. The already mentioned stable market environment is evidenced in more or less flat mobile revenue market shares, as we demonstrate using Analysys Mason statistics, including the most recent available data point as of the third quarter of 2019. There was some market share redistribution in Serbia in favor of third mobile operator VIP. On the other hand, the other way around, O2 Slovakia keeps on grabbing market share thanks to its successful strategy consisting in focus on retail consumer segment in Slovakia. Small decline in our revenue market share happens in Montenegro, but the country is financially immaterial to consolidated PPF Telecom Group results. The trend of subscriber base growth was maintained by O2 Czech Republic, as you can see on my next slide, number 17, as it is catching up to T-Mobile. Admittedly, machine-to-machine SIM cards used in onboard units of new highway toll collection system in Czech Republic also crucially contributed to year-over-year growth of O2 Czech Republic's subscriber base. For better in-market comparability and in accordance with its competitors, O2 Czech Republic is reporting its subscribers on a 13-month active basis, which differs from 3-month active basis applied by our other business units. Also, O2 Slovakia maintains its market position being a challenger to bigger rivals Slovak Telecom and Orange, and is growing its subscriber base. Subscriber base in Telenor C business units has been flat or slightly declining. Nonetheless, it reflects healthy trend of consolidation of secondary or tertiary SIM cards used by one customer, and it reflects the decline in general mobile penetration expressed as number of SIM cards per capita in given country. This trend is most pronounced in Bulgaria. Most importantly, the share of contract postpaid subscribers increased by 2 to 3 percentage points across most of our footprint. On slide 18, you can see ARPU evolution in our business units over past year as we reported internally in PPF Telecom Group KPIs and as we follow on weekly basis. O2 Czech Republic ceased reporting its ARPU since the second quarter of 2019 because none of its competitors in the Czech market does it. We hereby present at least an ARPU proxy calculated from O2's total mobile service revenues divided by average number of subscribers. Slight decline in O2 Czech Republic's ARPU is caused by the dilution by low ARPU machine-to-machine SIM cards that I mentioned before. Strongest ARPU momentum in 2019 was delivered by our Bulgarian business, which was offsetting already mentioned SIM card consolidation on the market, as well as a growth from former low basis. I will now ask Marek, Group Chief Commercial Officer, to carry on with his insights to our commercial strategy and initiatives.
Good morning, everyone. Let me give you a one-page summary of the key commercial highlights across our telco businesses. Starting with the O2, Czech Republic and Slovakia, we continue to see the market to be very stable from the pricing perspective. O2 Czech Republic has been focusing on bundling and targeting households very successfully, reaching very interesting double-digit penetration figures. And the major event from last year, introduction of the unlimited plans, has really landed well into the market, bringing the price levels of unlimited price plans well above 40 euros, and this way introducing an interesting upside for the operators to upsell customers to. O2 has obviously continued to deliver strong growth of its TV base. Nowadays, probably close to attacking 500,000 user base of customers, thanks to its IPTV platform combined with a very strong portfolio of different content, mainly in the sport domain. O2 has been known historically as a company with a lot of innovation, also developing some of its key CPE hardware products, and they used that lately very interestingly to drive additional upsell and selling these pieces of hardware at scale with interesting margin. Moving to the Telenor side of the business, we also continue to see quite a stable market development with a good pricing discipline given favorable economic growth in those markets, as well as motivation of the individual players to simply capitalize on data monetization efforts over customer base growth. The main source of our business remains to be pre to post migration, but it's also a growing demand for data, as well as still sizable growth of converting feature phone users to smartphone users. Telenor countries have recently been focusing on becoming more creative in terms of bundling classic smartphones with the subsidy programs, but also bringing different accessories and different service options, insurance products, etc. and using that as an efficient and effective tool to drive customer acquisition and retention activities across the market. Network and network quality still remains to be a very important topic for our customers, as well as for our premium brand perception. And it's great to see that we've continued to deliver some of the best network experience and experiences in our markets, and in some lately Bulgaria, we've been internationally recognized for that network experience with some benchmarks that we used extensively in our communications. That's it for the commercial update, and now over to Lukasz Kubesa.
Good morning, once again. I will briefly explain the main changes on our financial position since the end of 2018, and I will be using the slide number 20. Essentially, there are three major changes on our balance sheet. The first is the adoption of IFRS 16, as already mentioned. You can see that we are now showing on our balance sheet right of use asset in amount of half a billion euro and the corresponding liability. These are mostly leases, capitalization of leases related to the land or buildings, houses, our mobile towers, real estate for our technology and office spaces. We have adopted IFRS 16 using modified retrospective approach, which means that the previous period was not restated. Secondly, you may notice that we have a higher balance of cash and cash equivalent on our balance sheet compared to the year end of 2018. The group is accumulating the cash in anticipation of 5G spectrum auction in Czechia, Slovakia and Hungary, and to maintain our net leverage threshold after these auctions within. And thirdly, you will know that PPF Telecom Group issued two Eurobonds last year to partially refinance its bank term loan. On the top of it is new Schuldschein notes were issued by O2 in amount of 160 million euro. Partially, we decreased our net debt by the proceeds from our 25% Hungarian from the disposal of our Hungarian subsidiary Telenor Hungary, 25%. The rest of the balance sheet is rather straightforward. Fixed assets grew in line with new capex for the telecommunication network and spectrum licenses, less the usual depreciation and amortization. The main changes in equity were 2019 net profit and the consideration from the sale of 25% stake in Hungarian business, partially offset by 480 million euro payment of the dividends to PPF Group. On slide 21, I would firstly like to summarize our total financial debt. At nominal value of the outstanding principal, you will see that the vast majority of the financial debt is held at PPF Telecom Group level, in line with our financial policy. The majority are term loans at PPF Telecom Group level related to the acquisition of Telenor subsidiaries in 2018. Another term loan due later this year is in O2. A growing part of group debt is long-term bonds. Cetin has 5 and 7 year bond due in 2021 and 2023, and PPF Telecom Group issued its first two bonds last year with 7 years and 5 years tenors. As you can observe, the group does not have any immediate needs to refinance any debt or raise new cash. O2 term loans mature in 9 months, in December 2020, and we don't expect that O2 will have any issues to refinance the debt on O2 level. Let me just remind you that PPF Telecom Group has a 3 billion euro bond program open, of which it so far is utilized only a little over one third. Due to substantial amount of cash the group has on its balance sheet as of end of 2019, the consolidated net leverage was 2.48 multiple of EBITDA, excluding IFRS 16 impact. Net leverage decreased since last year, when it stood at 2.88. You can see that we have a sufficient headroom between our current leverage and our 3.2 times EBITDA threshold for the net leverage. Now I will hand over back to Jan to continue.
Thank you, Marek and Lukáš. My slides 22 and 23 focus on two key projects that we are currently primarily focusing on in PPF Telecom Group. First, we are analyzing the option of separating mobile network infrastructure in some of our countries of presence to align their operating model to the one that we pioneered in Czech Republic, having spun off Cetin from O2. We are currently evaluating in which of the group's business units with still integrated retail and infrastructure operations this model could be successfully applied. For instance, in Telenor CE business unit, their mobile networks comprising both passive mobile towers and rooftops as well as active radio access network could eventually be separated into newly established network companies, so-called NetCos. Rationale and sustainable benefits of such potential transformation that had been successfully pretested in Czech Republic would primarily be better focus of specialized NetCo management on telco infrastructure development, safe and efficient operations, and high utilization of network assets, all of which are specific tasks typically different from key strengths of top management teams in commercially oriented retail mobile service organizations. Second, with respect to Telenor CE business units, network ownership, operations and maintenance would be also reunited in one entity per country, as opposed to current operating model where network operations and maintenance by Telenor Common Operations is separate from network ownership, which remains in the individual country business unit. Last but not least, the operating model would be aligned between Czech Republic and in our other countries of presence. Let me just stress that we haven't made the decision yet whether to implement the project or when and in which countries. If we go ahead with the project in some shape or form, you may rest assured that there would be no changes to the capital structure of PPF Telecom Group. Our last slide for today depicts current mobile frequency spectrum allocation in our countries of presence, including key spectrum bands, which will probably be made available to mobile operators in upcoming quarters of years. In our footprint, spectrum auction preparation processes are the most advanced in Hungary, Czech Republic and Slovakia in that order, and would typically include spectrum in 700 MHz band, which was freed up by terrestrial TV broadcasting, and it is also called second digital dividend. It is typically complemented by spectrum in so-called C-band in 3.5 and or 3.7 GHz bands. Alongside the spectrum that is already in our long-term license, spectrum from both of the bands to be auctioned could be utilized in mid to long run for 5G technology and services. Given the confidential nature of spectrum allocation processes, we can only assure you that we keep these processes on the top level of our agenda in PPF Telecom Group, and that we are actively contributing to public consultations of auction rules, and we are internally as well as financially preparing for participation in these upcoming spectrum auctions. Back to Jan Hook for concluding remarks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of the company presentation, and we are now ready to take your questions. Operator, we are ready to take the first question.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. If you wish to retract your question, it's star followed by two. And when preparing to ask your question, please ensure your line is unmuted. As a reminder, that's star one for a question. We have a question from Dilawar Farazi from Loomis Sayles. Dilawar, please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Not sure, maybe I missed it, but can you give us an update on the European Commission's issue with the network sharing agreement between O2 and T-Mobile in the Czech Republic?
Thank you very much for your question. Indeed, a relevant one. Since our semi-annual results update call, there has been principally sole action point that we had delivered to, and that was submission of our objections and replies to European Commission in attempt to defend the allegations that it raised in the statement of objections published in the summer last year. We have worked on preparing very extensive reply. It included approximately 450 pages of our own arguments, which was further reinforced by additional couple of hundred pages of analysis and arguments by our two sector advisors. We believe that other two participants in the proceedings, O2 Czech Republic as well as T-Mobile, have published similar replies as CETIN has done, and the European Commission is now reviewing these replies. We have got the same statement of objections on PPF group level as well, as European Commission wanted to involve parent entities into the investigation alongside the individual business units. We propose an oral hearing to defend our position also physically, but it is entirely up on the European Commission on whether it will be accepted or not, and when eventually we'll be invited to give our explanation and our defense arguments. There are no specific milestones or deadlines that European Commission would have to adhere to. The further process is entirely in their hands, and we'll indeed keep on cooperating with them, as well as trying to defend mobile network sharing in Czech Republic, which we believe is first of all beneficial to mobile subscribers in Czech Republic by giving them superior coverage capacity as well as much faster access to new technologies. Given what we see across the European Union, specifically new network sharings being signed, which in some instances are broader than our own network sharing by inclusion of 5G or by inclusion of spectrum sharing, we believe that this development generally helps us in our defense. As any precedent that European Commission would set with respect to our network sharing would naturally have to be reflected in those numerous network sharing newly adopted in Western European countries in attempts to accelerate 5G rollouts.
That's great. Could you just tell me which country, can you just give me an example of a country where that's happening? Western Europe.
You mean the Western European examples?
Yeah.
Well, recently what we have followed internally to be the best informed on the network sharing environment, we have specifically looked at the mobile network sharing case in Belgium. There has been a temporary halt of the process by the local regulator, but as far as we understand their statement, it is not permanent injunction. And second, we have also heard of extensive mobile network sharing being agreed between two operators in Lithuania and Latvia.
Great, thank you very much.
Thank you for your question.
We currently have no further questions, so I'll hand it back over to you, Han.
Okay, so if there are no more questions, then all that remains is for me to thank you all for attending today's call and to remind you that if you still have any follow-up questions, you are welcome to contact our investor relations and we will be happy to oblige. And now, on behalf of the company, I would like to terminate today's call. Thank you. Goodbye.